You said we will rejoice. Thank you because we are rejoicing already. And thank you for more reasons for rejoicing. Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You may have your seat in his presence. Hallelujah. I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look up to you. Help me, I have no power of my own. Oh Lord, I have no wisdom of my own. I have no wisdom of my own. Holy Spirit, I look up to you. Help me. I have no wisdom of my own. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you will send help this morning, both for the speaker and the hearer. And nothing will be said or heard except, Father, that which you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity. I do not take it for granted. It's not an opportunity. When duty calls, we look up unto him to help us. And I believe that he will do that which only he can do in the midst of us today, in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 16, in verse 8 to 9. The theme for February, we are still there until when Pastor comes to tell us. What is for March? Luke 15, 8 to 9. The Bible says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, do not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I found the peace which I had lost. As human beings, we are prone to lose stuff. I mean, anybody here who have never lost anything? You never lost nothing. You never had to look for anything. That's human. It's human. You know, and the reason why we lose what we lose could be negligence. It could be forgetfulness. It could be assumption. Like the parents of Jesus, they just assumed he was in the crowd. After going in 3 days, then they realized, this boy is not here. It could be for any reason. We lose stuff. And the only reason we take note of what we lose is because of the value. Amen. If you there's no value, if something fall off you, I cannot imagine me walking anywhere and I drop $1. Honestly, I'm not going to go looking for it. Yes, a dollar have value, but it's not enough. That value is not enough to warrant my time, my effort looking for a dollar. No, I will not. Praise the Lord. But there are certain things that get lost. Like this woman. Because of the value that is attached to it, we begin to search. And we do not give up searching. Brother, they gave the testimony Sister Abner gave the testimony. Our heart is there. Even when we are not involved in that search at that time, wherever we are, our heart is still, you know, in our heart, we're trying to say, where last did I see it? Where did I place it? It's all because of the value that we placed on whatever it is that we are looking for. And it is because of this consequence we know we may suffer as a result of that loss. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago. Pastor was talking and he talked about a wedding that we attended, you know, where we saw this incident with this lady. And what really happened that day? You know, the Yoruba culture, when you're dancing, and then they call them the wives or the whatever, they come and they will spread cloth before you, and you're not supposed to pass without putting money on whatever cloth that they spread in front of. It's just culture. It's just to honor. And I saw this elderly woman where everybody was, and she spread the cloth in front of this bride, whether she was tired, whether whatever. She didn't. And I saw the woman, the embarrassment on her face. I said, God, what did this lady just do? To many other people, it may not mean anything. We prayed for them many years. They didn't even know, because I can't go to tell her, this is what I saw. I can't tell her, maybe you should go and talk to this woman. And another thing, you know, that woman might not even do anything. But the embarrassment, the situation can speak for itself. That's sometimes. And she never knew she lost a goodwill. And she continued dancing. But she lost something. And she never will seek it, not knowing that she has lost something. My prayer for each and every one of us in the house, whatever it is that we have lost, whether we are aware of that loss or not, God, in his infinite mercy, will cause us to recover in Jesus' name. So this morning, we just want to take some examples, look closely at the story of this woman and learn some lesson from it. Remember also Queen Vashti. After the king had thrown party and done everything he wanted to do, say, oh, bring me the queen. Let me display all the splendor in his kingdom. And this is the crown, the cream on the whatever of all that he has, his wife. Bring her to me. And the queen said, you've been working 7 days. Before 7 days, 180 days of display. 7 days. I'm tired. Just tell the king I'm tired. And she didn't seek nothing because she didn't know she lost anything. She didn't make any effort to look for anything because she was not aware that she lost anything. So if you look at that story very well, just 2 verses of the Bible, Luke chapter 15, starting from verse 8. The first thing, for you to look for anything, you must realize that you lost it. That's the starting point. You must realize that that thing is lost. If you don't know that you lost something, you won't even be looking for it. I remember when Shewa was a baby, we were in the car. We went to visit my father. We lived in Okoko. For those who know Lagos, and my father lived in Suruleri. So we traveled that evening to go see my father. But while we were going in the car, I was fixing her hair. And my engagement ring, the stone, was getting entangled with it. So I took it off and I finished. When we got to my father's place, I didn't remember to put my ring back. We went in, we played, we ate, we got back in the car, and we drove back, we got to Okoko. And I had this cousin. So as we got home, she said, sister, Let me see your wedding ring again. I said, Bumi, what are you? I said, sister, let me just see. And as I did this, it was gone. Until that moment, I was not looking for it because I didn't realize I had lost it. The same thing with Esau. When Esau sold his birthright, he did not know he had sold his blessings. Because those blessings were derived. The blessings came as the birthright of a firstborn. So when he said, give me food and have my birthright, the Bible says he despised his birthright. He had no value for it. That day, he lost a blessing. He didn't look for it. The father said, go make me food. He went, he brought it. But in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, he was no longer the firstborn. He was not qualified for that blessing. I pray again. Whatever it is we have lost, whether we are aware of it or not, the mercy of God will locate it and bring it to us. In this year that he said whatever, even those things that we are not aware of, we will recover to the glory and honor of his name in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So the first thing is that you must realize that you have lost something. The second is the attitude. The attitude. This woman didn't start a blame game, they call it. If not because this place is dark. When I had it in my hand. If not because. That's what happened with Adam and Eve. When God came and He said, we are naked. Did you eat what I told you not to eat? Did you do what I asked you not to do? Their attitude was to shift blame. And the man said, well, I didn't ask you. It was the woman you gave me. I was sleeping. I woke up. I saw her beside me. God, think about it. Whose fault is it? Because she gave me and I ate. The woman that you gave to me. And then God said, woman, what happened? She said, I had always followed your instruction. It was the serpent. He deceived me. I had thought I knew. But you know when he started to do that, he deceived me. There was no sorry. No repentance from either of the two of them. It's the attitude. If you look at Esau this morning, the story that we read, who was he blaming? Jacob. These two times, was it Jacob that offered him food? Who went to Jacob? And that one just said, you know, the only thing that I've been looking for all this while. If you'll be stupid enough, will you give it to me just for this meal? He was the one who went. And he had a choice. He could say, what are you talking about? What do you want to give me? Food. You want to take my bad food? Please. Go. I'm not even hungry again. After all, man can fast, Abby. No. He said, what is it? Now that I'm hungry, what is the birthright to me? Give me food. Take it. And then he came back and said, no. And what was his attitude when he found out? Genesis 27, verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. That was his attitude. Not even remorseful. Not even, it was hatred. Hatred in his heart. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 14. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. See, the Bible started that place talking about no hatred, no bitterness, because that was his attitude. And when you are in such state, there can be no repentance. You can't even see your own fault. You can't even see where you went wrong to say that you can cry to God for mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, when we are looking for what we are looking for, with what attitude are we searching? Our attitude can even be that sin that will separate us. There will be a separation between us and the God to whom we claim to be praying. Because God does not change. He is faithful. But he says, my hands are not short that I cannot deliver, nor my ears heavy. But your sin, when you go to God with that kind of a heart, how do we expect that he will hear us? How do we expect that we will receive from him? So the next thing we look at is the attitude. Thirdly, the effort that she put into searching. The effort. You know, some of us, especially Christians, all we do is pray, no action. All we do is pray, no action. Amen. Praise the Lord. Imagine when God told Sarah, you will have a child. And all she kept doing is, I will have a child. The Almighty God said it. He that cannot lie said it. I will have a child. And there was nothing between herself and her husband. And if God said it, he will do it. He's too faithful. He will do it. There's that action that is required of you and I, and that is the searching. We must put in effort to look for that which is missing. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. The Bible says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall seek for me with all your heart. There must be a seeking, there must be a searching. So this year, we have the word of God. We have the promise. What are we doing with it? How are we searching? By December, and we are looking back, are we going to say we found God truthful? Because he's truthful. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. So the effort that we put, the energy that we put into searching, again, is because if we realize the value that whatever it is we are looking for will deliver unto us. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says she employed appropriate tools. She took the candle, lit the candle, and she brought a broom. You know, so many commentaries said many things about why she needed the light. The houses in those days, the way they were built, even in noonday, It is dark inside because there are no windows, just a little slit, this and that. The important thing is, she needed light to find whatever she was looking for. And so she lit the candle. And you agree with me that there are some things where we are looking for them, all we need is the light. Once you put on the light, you see, oh, I didn't know it was here. But some other things require more than you just putting on the light. And she got the broom. So what does the light and the broom represent for you and I? To find what we are looking for this year, we need the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Because you need to know what God says concerning what you're looking for. Amen? If you're going to trust Him to find what you're looking for, then it must be according to His will. The Bible says that will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So whatever I'm going to go to God for, and Pastor once told us, he said, asking God anything against His will is tempting Him. And the Bible says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So it's from the Word of God that we know what exactly the will of God is. So the first thing that we need is to light that candle. And that's the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. 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 Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. The Bible says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Praise God. So now when we have the Word, and sometimes it is sufficient. Remember the story of Anna, 1 Samuel 14:17. All she had was the Word. Amen. 1 Samuel 14:17. Then said, I'm sorry. 1 Samuel. It should be 1 Samuel 1:17. Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." Amen. That's all she needed. The Word. The light. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The same thing with the Shunammite woman. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Kings 4:16. And Elisha, I said, and he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." Amen. And it came to pass, just as he said it. But some other times, we will need the broom. We will need to put on the light and the broom. And the broom will be the Holy Spirit. You know, you already know the what, and the Holy Spirit will teach you the how. He will teach you the when. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because if what I'm looking for is a relationship, amen, maybe a lost relationship, for example, and I know that the Bible says live with in peace with all men, that's the word. So how do I approach this particular person? Because sometimes, even in your efforts to make things better, if you don't choose your word, if you don't choose timing, it can blow it out. Amen. Your intention is good, perfect, pure. But the timing and the word and whatever, just not right. And this is where we need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will tell you, this is the time. Say this. Or be quiet. Go do more prayer. Lift this person up more in prayer. Maybe that person's heart is not even ready for what you want to speak to them. The Holy Spirit, it will guide you. It will guide you and direct you. My dear brothers and sisters in the house this morning, God is faithful. If anything move, if anything does not make the equation to balance, we need to look at ourselves. And the Bible is telling us this morning, grab the lamp. Put light upon the candle. Grab your broom. Stay in the place of prayer. Communicate with God. The Bible says the Spirit of God will help our infirmity in the place of prayer. We don't even know how or what we should be praying about. That's what the Bible says. But when we depend upon Him, that's the experience of Sister Ihoma this morning. She's still praying for herself. And the Spirit said, yes, I heard you. But this prayer is for lighthouse. Praise the Lord. We heard Sister Funketu when she was doing announcement. She went to God asking Him. And by the time she came back, what she went asking for was no longer the subject. It was she herself. What happened? That's the broom. That's the broom. That's the broom. Yes, we have the word of God. Yes, we have the light. We have to light the candle. But what about how much do we rely upon the Holy Spirit? And I thank God for the Sunday school. It's talking about relationship. How much time do you spend in the presence of God to build a relationship with Him? For you to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying. For your heart to be worked upon. So that you can yield to what the Spirit is saying. I look at my life, honestly, I'm not an easy person. No, I'm not. But I know that 90% of the time, what I plan to do is not what I eventually will do. Because between my telling myself this is what I will do, and when the opportunity will present itself, something will have happened. Even though, you know, like Pastor told us, we prevail. I don't know if it was to the worker or to the ministers, he said it. Like Jesus, you will have struggled, but then you prevail. And then you come out. But nobody knows your struggle. Nobody knows what was in my mind to do before. It's what I did that anybody can talk about. That's the place of the Holy Spirit. I want us to stand up this morning. Commit ourselves afresh unto the ministry of the Spirit of God. This year, we will have intimate relationship with Him. And by Him, everything that is lost will be found. In the name of Jesus, whether we are looking for it or we are not looking for it, by the grace and mercy of God, it will be found. It will be found. Even when you say, oh, I've sought and I search and search and I've given up. That's what happened with Sister Abner. She was still praying, but she never knew where it was. That's my wedding ring that I spoke about. We have to get back into the car that night. Drove back to Surulere. As we were going, all I was doing was praying. I said, God, if it is true, that a wood brought out the axe head from the water, I will find this ring. I will find this ring. And we went back. And the ring was behind the tire of a car that was parked. And I thank my God. I want you to there's not with God, all things are possible. The variable is you and I. Let's just get grace, grace, grace. Father, grant me grace, grace this year to walk with you. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor. This is our heart's cry, King of glory. We know nothing. We don't know what to do. We don't know when we should go. We don't know when we should stop. But we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have released unto us. Father, Lord God, we will not render him redundant in our lives in Jesus' name. But this morning we step back and we say, Holy Spirit of God, take your rightful place in our lives. Take your rightful place in our situation. Take your rightful place in our family. Take your rightful place, O Lord God Almighty, that by you we may live, we may move, we may truly have a being, that I be our testimony going forward. Father, we thank you. We commit this new week into your hand. Go ahead of us, O Lord God. Lead us, guide us, guard us, that when we come back next week, oh, our mouth will be filled with testimonies of your goodness. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's share the grace in fellowship. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Just one more thing. Thank you, Deacon Tayo. Can you please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me? That grace will be given to me to walk in the truth of that which I have shared today too. That this word will not stand against me on the day of judgment, but by them I will do exploits in the kingdom of God. By them, I will live a good and peaceful life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful week.